My name's Rob Green. I'm a teacher at National High School South, and tonight we're at Millie's Tavern in Manchester. This is the New Hampshire Writers Project 3-Minute Flash event, the regional contest. The objective here is to write a short story that you can read in 3 minutes. It's called flash fiction. It's kind of a new thing for the short attention span cyber generation. And tonight we're going to have 13 or 14 or 15 readers reading 3-minute stories. All kinds of different people, from people who have been published to people who are just started to people who just decided that they heard about the competition and banged out a short story to read tonight. So it's a wide mix of you know, successful writers and people who want to be successful and people who just want to have fun.
I hadn't seen her in a few weeks, and a pang of guilt froze my gut. I eyed her as if to say sorry. Our pectoral fins kissed briefly, and I tried to hold on to that moment before she was swept back into the storm. Sorrow overwhelmed me. I caught brief glimpses of that world outside of my own as I was flung to
and fro. Miss, you dropped your phone, the boy says from directly behind me. I'd half forgotten about him. Startled, I spin around, and in a split second, I'm sprayed in the face. It burns. My eyes are watering, so all I can do is cover them and try to ease the sensation. I'm screaming, but no.
And when she nudged herself over the edge, she felt joy in her brief flight. She knew the sky would hold her and her child forever next to brave Orion, while the sea would wash away her sin.
My name is Jason Santo, and I'm from Dover, New Hampshire. I've been writing all my life. It's been a long time, but you know, the fun thing about writing is you can do it so many different ways. So I've been writing screenplays most of my life, but it seems like in recent years I've been starting to write more succinct, sort of linear and non-linear narratives that are sometimes poetic in nature, sometimes this slam fiction sort of stuff. I'm really intrigued by the whole idea of being able to tell a story in this really finite amount of time, and I've actually went really, for this competition, went really deep with that and tried to have something that I hoped would be the shortest of everything that was here. And maybe that isn't the best way to do it, but I feel like when you're at these events, sometimes the people read stories where it's hard to lock on to the narrative because it's too long. You know, even 3 minutes can be too long if you have enough verbs, enough verbiage that's going in there.
My name is Elaine Isaac. I have several fantasy novels published under that name. I also write dark historical fiction as E.C. Ambrose. I'm going to be judging for the flash fiction competition. I've been a judge several times before, and it's a lot of fun to listen, and it's even more fun to judge. I'm pretty tough. I have the reputation as the East German judge. It can be difficult to say things to people face-to-face that, you know, maybe their story wasn't really ready for prime time. So finding ways to mitigate that is sometimes tricky.
The metaphorical language at the beginning, each individual phrase was quite lovely, but put all together, I just found it confusing. It was hard for me to invest in that. And there were a couple of specific phrases that established a mood which was then completely broken when we get to the line about the Johns. Right. And it left me feeling confused and like I'd been set up for something different.
I'm very surprised. I'm often surprised by how good some of this stuff is. You know, people really work over it. Well, the hardest part is getting a story within that that span of time. You know, a rule of thumb when you write a short story is to start as close to the end as possible while still getting enough background in it so people care about your characters. That's tough in 3 pages. That's really tough. And it's almost to the point of writing poetry, but it's still prose. Well, I've always written. I mean, I think once I realized that by writing an essay when my report card was bad, I could bring my report card, you know, up just a couple of points before I brought it home to mom. I kind of realized the power of writing at that point in time. It's like telepathy, you know. You put your words, you put your mind on the page, and 100 years later, you know, those thoughts are still there for someone else to pick up and absorb.